one must always determine which came first as best they can. This is frequently not possible, but if one assumes that the atrial fibrillation caused the cardiomyopathy, then aggressive treatment to keep the rate under control will often be very rewarding for the patient, and in many of these instances, the left ventricular function returns towards normal after several months. Thus, in any patient who presents with a cardiomyopathy of a non-ischemic nature and atrial fibrillation, the physician would be best served to assume the cardiomyopathy is secondary to the atrial fibrillation and not the primary cause of the atrial fibrillation, since this allows a potential reversibility of the myopathic state.